This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We take you now to the western end of Lake Erie, the city of Toledo, Ohio, where next week there is going to be a measure on the ballot that is a tad unusual. A proposal to give one of the largest lakes in North America its own Bill of Rights. From the Marketplace Hub at WCPN IdeaStream in Cleveland, Adrian Ma explains whence the idea came and why not everybody is on board.
For Marky Miller, August 2nd, 2014 started off like any other day.
I remember waking up and took a shower, made coffee, turned on the news.
Thanks for staying with us on this extended edition on your Saturday morning of 13.
Not knowing why right away, just seeing all these warning signs.
A state of emergency is in effect for areas in and around Toledo where 400,000 people are being warned not to drink the water.
Don't touch it, don't bathe in it, don't brush your teeth, don't give your pets water. Luckily, I didn't drink the coffee.
Officials said giant floating sheets of algae in Lake Erie had produced dangerously high levels of microcystin, a toxin that can cause rashes, vomiting, and even liver damage. Within hours, bottled water was in short supply.
Folks went out this morning and they tried to buy up all the water they could find, and now there's none to be found.
The Toledo water crisis, as it's now called, lasted for 3 days. To avoid a repeat, the city's in the process of a $500 million upgrade to its water treatment plant. And yet, Miller says she worries because summertime algal blooms continue. The Ohio EPA says those blooms are fed in large part by nutrient runoff from farms and animal feedlots upriver.
What's in my water? I don't know if I can trust this now.
After the crisis, Miller joined a community group called Toledoans for Safe Water, which teamed up with a Pennsylvania nonprofit, the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, to get the Lake Erie Bill of Rights on Tuesday's ballot. If passed, it would give the lake a right to exist and flourish, and give Toledoans the right to sue polluters on the lake's behalf. Jonathan Adler teaches environmental law at Case Western Reserve University.
I'm very sympathetic to the concerns that prompt an initiative like this. I'm very skeptical of this particular way of doing it.
He says some provisions in the proposal conflict with state and federal law, so it's probably unenforceable. But similar rights of nature laws have passed in cities like Pittsburgh and Santa Monica, so opponents are taking it seriously. Earlier this month, a PAC called Toledo Jobs and Growth Coalition ran this radio ad.
What did these groups put in their Bill of Rights? The right to hurt local farmers. The right to hurt small businesses. The right to drive up our food costs.
And a big farm lobby in the state, the Ohio Farm Bureau, is also campaigning against it. Yvonne Lasisco is VP of Public Policy there.
We have businesses that every day are trying to meet the bottom line, and now, in addition to everything else that's on their plate, they're thinking to themselves, I could be sued tomorrow.
At his farm in Medina, Ohio, Michael Boyert grows soybeans and runs a small cattle operation. He's on the Farm Bureau's Board of Trustees and says, as someone who makes a living off the land, he gets the concern about Lake Erie.
It's a very valuable part of everybody's lifestyle, but it's the way that they're handling the situation that really needs to be looked at and fine-tuned.
He says in recent years, farmers have been doing more to reduce runoff, cutting down on fertilizer, planting cover crops, and storing animal waste. Still, the Ohio EPA says there have been algal blooms in recent summers that were more severe than the one that overwhelmed Toledo's water supply in 2014. That's why on this evening, Marky Miller is standing on a highway overpass with other members of Toledoans for Safe Water. They're setting up signs with big block letters for drivers to see.
Oh, and what is this going to say when it's done?
It'll say, vote yes, Lake Erie Bill of Rights.
If it does pass, Miller knows it may not hold up in court. But, kind of like their sign, she hopes it'll send a message. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.